Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
Our regular colleague, Rick Lubbers, the executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune, is off today. So, Danny, this time you and I will have to handle all the news ourselves, if you think we can manage it.
I'll try to fill in as best I can, Robin.
All right. Well, there's a new development from the Biden administration about precious metals mining near the Boundary Waters.
Yeah, on Wednesday, the Biden administration basically canceled a move by former President Donald Trump to renew mineral rights leases for the proposed Twin Metals copper nickel mine. Back in 2020, former President Trump declared a national emergency over the country's reliance on imported metals. And so he signed an order basically renewing those leases. And now this is a reversal by the Biden administration. And it comes after a decision in October, too, where they were going to move forward with a study that could essentially lead to a 20-year ban on mining upstream from the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Twin Metals, though, is not discouraged by this decision. They think it's political and that they're going to continue to move forward on what they say are their rights to defend those mineral rights. And people who are following this also know that there's the proposed Polymet mine. Just this week, environmental groups and the Fond du Lac Band filed another lawsuit challenging that project. And a court ruled this week that the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency had to consider groundwater discharge as part of a permit for that project. So, you know, it's a very contentious issue. People are very fond of the Boundary Waters and see it as a pristine area, and they don't want it to be negatively impacted by development.
All right. Well, speaking of pure, clear, pristine waters, you've got an update on the idea of bottling water on the Wisconsin side.
Yeah, there was a new report that came out this week from Northland College in Ashland about ways to protect artesian wells in Bayfield County following a controversial proposal there to bottle and sell water from an artesian well that's now being fought in court. Residents and tourists have been drawn to the region's artesian wells because they don't require pumping. It's kind of considered pretty unique or special because water naturally flows to the surface. So the paper released this week by the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation made four recommendations for Bayfield County, including mapping their artesian aquifer, possibly having officials declare it a special area of concern once they've mapped it, looking at adopting new zoning regulations, and also suggesting that the state consider a water management framework like Minnesota. This is all happening because the county's facing litigation in Barron County Circuit Court right now over its denial of a special land use permit for Duluth-based water startup Crystal Clear, or Crystal KLR. And, you know, the debate surrounding this proposal by Crystal Myshak, the company's founder, has really brought up this issue of what is the artesian resource in this area and how would it be impacted if a company like Crystal's was able to tap that resource. You know, with Crystal Myshak's proposal, she's wanting to capture and sell water from an artesian well on property that she and her father own in Herbster. And then that water would be trucked to Superior to be bottled and sold. But it's a fairly small proposal compared to other water withdrawals in Wisconsin that have drawn scrutiny because they would collect anywhere between 100,000 gallons or more per day. So this paper provides some options for county officials of steps that they could possibly take if they wanted to protect their artesian wells.
All right. You know, I think I'll make a little clarification here that Crystal Clear, the water bottling company, is not the same as Crystal Clear, the ice sculptures who we mentioned earlier in the show. Going back to federal actions affecting the region, we might be looking at a boost in infrastructure money.
Yeah. Last week, there was an announcement that the Great Lakes region is going to receive a huge infusion of funding as part of $14 billion awarded through the Biden administration's bipartisan infrastructure law. And so one of the big projects that would benefit This region and the Great Lakes region is a $479 million award for building a new lock at the Sioux Locks at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. You know, the Army Corps has been working on this project to complete a $1.5 billion new lock for a long time now. And this provides another option to the aging Pollock that can handle 1,000-foot ships that haul iron ore and other cargo from the port of Duluth Superior to the Lower Lakes. And, you know, here in the port, they see around 35 million tons of cargo that move through each year, and iron ore makes up more than half of that. So the Duluth Seaway Port Authority has said that they see this as a really critical infrastructure project, and I believe the Army Corps is planning to award a construction project for that new lock next month, and then they're hoping to begin construction sometime this summer.
All right. On the ever-present COVID front, the pandemic is affecting teachers, but not just your regular classroom teacher, but substitutes.
Yeah, and you know, with COVID-19 cases once again surging during the pandemic because of the Omicron variant, schools in Wisconsin have been scrambling to find enough substitute teachers. And I shouldn't say just Wisconsin. Obviously, this is a nationwide problem. But they've all been having trouble trying to cover for teachers who are out quarantining or sick. And the Superior School District in particular, Superintendent Amy Starzecki has said recently that their ability to fill those positions has gradually been decreasing, and that the last 2 weeks have been their worst weeks in 2 years. And, you know, generally for the Superior School District, their coverage rate when teachers are out absent and they're able to get substitutes, that's at around 75% right now. And that's down from 80% several years ago. And Starzecki and other staff and administrators and school board members have all jumped in to help. But, you know, it's contributing to burnout among a lot of the staff and the teachers because, you know, teachers in particular, they end up missing their prep time period that they need to get ready for their class. There is one bright spot, though, that Starzecki said that they've gotten 30 new substitute applications since rolling out a campaign to attract new subs. And, you know, there was information put out this week by Mayo Clinic that says their models show Wisconsin may have reached its peak with the Omicron variant. So hopefully there's some relief in sight in terms of the virus spreading and, you know, how it's affecting people with them being out sick or quarantining.
It would be great if we've reached our peak, but I think we heard that before. So. Well, we've been speaking with Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. We leave you with more of the music of Eddie Ojard. I'm Robin Washington. Stay safe, everyone.